Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, lots to look forward to. Some Mozart, the Kronos Quartet, and yes, of course, maybe double the requisite oboe music. You never know. We're going to begin with some music by Vivaldi. Now, although he's known mainly for his string works, he actually wrote quite a lot of wind and brass concerti. Born back in March, we missed a month, of 1678, he was nicknamed the Pietro Rosso, or the Red Priest, because of his shocking red hair back then. He wrote many of his works while working with the Ospedale della Pietà, which is a foundation in Venice for the education, or was a foundation for the education of orphan and illegitimate girls. They were extremely talented musicians and attracted many foreign tourists and also gave many celebrated performances. We're going to hear a selection of one of the concertos for flute and orchestra that he wrote. It was nicknamed La Tempesta di Mare, or The Storm at Sea, and you can definitely hear the tempest brewing in the music. Here is a performance by Yuri Velik, joined by the members of the Cappella Istropolitana. Thank you. Well, hopefully we don't get such stormy weather today, albeit I believe there is some rain in the forecast. That was Vivaldi's Flute Concerto, The Storm at Sea, and Jiří Valek, joined by the members of Capella Istropolitana. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to take a selection that actually came from what ended up being an extremely successful, I guess, succession of novels and movies and whatever. It keeps going on. But this was the music that apparently the author, E.L. James, was listening to while writing 50 Shades of Grey. Now, she describes this next work as follows, and I quote, "A sensual, wordless song, which gives way to a cello solo before the singer returns to sing wistfully about watching day fade into night. The work is by Hector Villalobos and is the aria from his Bacchanal. Now, there are lots of different versions of it, but we're going to hear the one that she chose that said inspired her, and hear the works of Barbara Hendricks, joined by the cellos of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
something so haunting about that. And what a hangout at the end. Kudos to Barbara Hendricks, joined by the members of the cellos of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And that was music from Hector Villa-Lobos. We're going to move on with some cheerful note, with some music by Mozart. Well, it is spring, we think. Now, the symphony that we're going to hear is sometimes subcategorized as early. Now, I'm talking back in 1771, 1773. Also, Italian, and that means without a minuet. Now, this is part of a group that none were actually printed during Mozart's lifetime. It's really an amazing accomplishment. Forget this, a 16-year-old. But for Mozart, drop of the hat, written in the key of C, the key of which he wrote a lot of his most festive works. So let's enjoy. And we're going to hear some local musicians, the CBC Vancouver Orchestra and Mario Bernardi. This is Mozart Symphony number 16.
Thank you.
so joyful and exuberant, the CBC Vancouver Orchestra, with Mario Bernardi directing. That was Mozart Symphony No. 16. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the anticipated time. Well, maybe just for me, but it's oboe music time. And today, some lovely music by Schumann. Now, he actually left the study of law to return to music, intending to pursue a career as a pianist. But he had been assured by his teacher that he could become the next finest pianist in Europe. But he had a hand injury, and that ended that dream. But did not end the dream of music that's been passed on for a long time. He focused on composing. We're going to hear his three romances for oboe and piano, which were written specifically for the instrument, which was actually quite unusual back then. But they've also been performed by the clarinet or violin. Stealing our music all the time. Today we're going to hear a performance by the oboist of whom it was probably not intended to, but a great oboist, Joseph Kiss and Yeno Yendo.
Thank you.
So beautiful at the end with the high note. That was Joseph Kiss on oboe, joined with Yino Yando on piano, and Schumann's Three Romances. Great music. Now, I'm not really sure about you, but there are some nights when I stay up late and late and late and late and end up watching some very late movies. It proved a point a while back to be a hit, a great pairing of music and film, and a blast to the past to boot. From the soundtrack to get this, Shortcuts. Some of you weren't born yet then, but it's a good film. Here is a taste of Dvorak's Concerto in B minor.
Thank you.
quite the finish. Not quite the end of the program, though. Got a little more in store for you. But that was the great cellist, Laurie Singer, also known as an actress. You may... she was joined by the members of the Trout Quartet, and that was music by Dvorak from his cello concerto in B minor. And that also comes from the soundtrack to the movie Shortcut. And you may also remember her back in the day. Fame was a really popular show. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And you're listening to Classical Chaos. I'm Margaret. And I do believe, if I check the clock properly, we have time for one more artist, and a very unique artist at that. She did very interesting interpretations of the music of her time and pastimes, as we're going to hear in the next couple selections. She's doing Lennon and McCartney, and maybe even a little Gershwin. This is Kathy Berberian. One of these mornings, Kathy Barbarian's musicianship is so amazing. We heard two selections, A Ticket to Ride and Summertime by Gershwin. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks so much for joining me. And I hope you'll join me again next time. But do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That's coming up next with Worku, right here on CITR. Till next time.
Juice to slap my tongue loose and trying to reboot from the scoop, rubbing the scoop.